and welcome to Business English Pros. Are you looking to level up your personal and professional growth? Well, you're in luck, because today we're going to talk about strategic thinking. Strategic thinking is essential for success in any field, whether you're an entrepreneur or a corporate employee. In this podcast, we'll provide practical tips on how to enhance your strategic thinking skills so you can achieve your goals more effectively. So let's get started. Understanding the big picture. First things first, what is strategic thinking? It's the ability to analyze situations, identify opportunities and threats, and make decisions that align with long-term goals. But how do we develop this skill? Well, one way is by understanding the big picture. To do this, we need to explore the concept of systems thinking. This means looking at things as a whole rather than just individual parts. By doing so, we can see how different elements interact with each other and how they affect the overall system. This is important because it helps us identify areas where we can make improvements or changes that will have a positive impact on the entire system. Another aspect of understanding the big picture is analyzing the external environment. This means looking at trends and patterns in the market, industry, or society as a whole. Doing this helps us anticipate changes and adapt our strategies accordingly. It's also important to have a clear understanding of organizational goals and objectives. This means knowing what your company or team is trying to achieve in the long run and how actions fit into that bigger picture. By keeping these goals in mind, we can make decisions that support them and help us move closer to achieving them. Analyzing data and information. Now that we've covered the importance of understanding the big picture, let's move on to analyzing data and information. This is a crucial aspect of strategic thinking because it helps us make informed decisions based on evidence rather than assumptions. So how do we go about gathering relevant data from various sources? Well, it depends on what kind of information we're looking for. If we're trying to understand customer behavior, for example, we might conduct surveys or focus groups to gather feedback. If we're trying to analyze market trends, we might look at industry reports or news articles. The key is to gather data from a variety of sources so that we can have a well-rounded understanding of the situation. Once we have our data, it's time to apply critical thinking skills to analyze and interpret it. This means looking beyond the surface-level information and digging deeper to uncover insights and patterns. We might ask questions like, what does this data tell us about our customers' needs? Or how can we use this information to improve our product? By doing so, we can make more informed decisions that are grounded in evidence rather than assumptions. Identifying opportunities and risks. Assessing potential opportunities for growth and development is a crucial part of strategic thinking. We identify areas where we can make improvements or changes that will have a positive impact on our organization. We can do this by analyzing the external environment, such as market trends and patterns. This helps us anticipate changes and adapt our strategies accordingly. Identifying potential risks and developing contingency plans is equally important. We can prepare for unexpected events that could negatively impact our organization. Anticipating potential problems and developing plans to mitigate them. For example, if we're launching a new product, we might develop a contingency plan in case it doesn't sell as well as we expected. Finally, evaluating the feasibility of different options based on available resources is essential. Considering factors such as time, money, and personnel when making decisions. We can ensure that our decisions are realistic and achievable. Making strategic decisions. This is where all the information we've gathered comes into play. To make informed decisions, we need to apply decision-making frameworks that help us evaluate our options. One such framework is SWOT analysis, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. By analyzing these four factors, we can identify the pros and cons of each option and make a more informed decision. Another important aspect of making strategic decisions is considering potential outcomes and their impact on organizational goals. We need to ask ourselves questions like, will this decision help us achieve our long-term goals? Or what are the potential consequences of this decision? This ensures that our decisions align with our overall strategy. Finally, it's important to incorporate stakeholder perspectives into decision-making processes. We need to take into account everyone's opinions and needs that will be affected by the decision. For example, if we're deciding whether to launch a new product, we need to consider the perspectives of customers, employees, shareholders, and other stakeholders. We can make decisions that are good for the organization and those affected by it. Implementing strategies effectively. Now that we've covered the importance of strategic thinking and making informed decisions, let's talk about how to implement strategies effectively. This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. It's not enough to have a great plan if you can't execute it properly. Here are some tips for implementing strategies effectively. Firstly, it's important to develop action plans that align with your strategic goals and objectives. You can break down your overall strategy into smaller, actionable steps to achieve your goals. For example, if your goal is to increase sales by 20%, you might develop an action plan that includes tactics like increasing marketing spend, improving customer service, and launching new products. Secondly, establishing metrics for measuring progress towards goals is crucial. This means setting specific targets and tracking progress over time. For example, if your goal is to increase website traffic by 50%, you might establish metrics like monthly unique visitors or time spent on site. Finally, monitoring progress regularly and making adjustments as needed is essential. This means keeping a close eye on your metrics and making changes to your strategy as necessary. For example, if you're not seeing the results you want from a particular tactic, you might need to adjust your approach or try something new. By following these tips for implementing strategies effectively, you can ensure that your organization is moving in the right direction and achieving its goals. Remember to stay flexible and adaptable as you go along. Sometimes the best laid plans need to be adjusted along the way. Here are some final words. We've covered the importance of strategic thinking and making informed decisions, as well as tips for implementing strategies effectively. Strategic decision-making involves applying decision-making frameworks, considering potential outcomes, and incorporating stakeholder perspectives. implementing strategies effectively requires developing action plans, establishing metrics for measuring progress, and monitoring progress regularly. Remember that continuous learning and development are key to enhancing your strategic thinking skills. Keep practicing and refining your skills to become a more effective strategic thinker. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Please remember here that I'm not trying to teach you business, just how to communicate better in business English. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.